The Greater Syracuse Labor Council and the United Way of Central New York are holding their annual food and clothing drive in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, last year the organizations provided items to more than 300 families with the help of nearly 150 volunteers.
Helen Hudson works for both the Labor Council and the United Way and says volunteers will sort through the donated items to be delivered to women's shelters and various churches.
Most people I know, including myself, you have an overabundance of things, and if you're not going to use it, there's always going to be someone else that can.
The organizations are looking for coats, hats, boots, gloves, non-perishable food, baby formula, diapers, and toiletries. Pensabean's Casa Grande in Syracuse is donating their space where items can be dropped off from 9 a.m. to noon. Volunteers will make 300 sandwiches to be taken over to the nonprofit Samaritan Center, which helps fight hunger and poverty. Hudson's colleague on Syracuse's Common Council, Joe Carney, who runs his family's Thanos Import Market, is donating deli meat. Hudson says members of the Fight for 15 movement, who advocate for $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food and retail workers, will join volunteers at Pensabean's. She says there will also be information available about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
He lost his life fighting for the Memphis sanitation workers, for their wages, for their civil rights, for respect and dignity, all of the same things we're talking about again today.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.